What's going on, everybody? This is the Passive Wealth Strategy Show, the show that will teach you how to build wealth with real estate without buying yourself another job. As always, I am your host, Taylor Lode. I'm a real estate investor, and to date, I've acquired or partnered on over $350 million of commercial real estate acquisitions. If you'd like to learn more about what we're up to, just go to investwithtaylor.com. Thank you for joining me here today on Friday, March 15th, 2024. It's a beautiful day here where I am located, and I hope things are going well for you wherever you are in the world. Today, I wanted to share with you what has been for me the most important book that I've read across both my business and personal life over the better part of the last decade since I read it. And that book is Crucial Conversations. If you haven't picked it up or checked it out, I would highly recommend picking up a copy of Crucial Conversations, and I'm going to tell you why. So in real estate, life, and business, I believe very strongly that our success, not just our financial success, but also our satisfaction and happiness, are largely driven by our ability to deal with others. Now, that's not an original thought for me. I originally got that idea actually from How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, one of the first personal relationship books that I originally read. It's actually not the number one book for me, but I still believe that you should check out How to Win Friends and Influence People. Very valuable, a little bit dated though, and I think it doesn't quite get into a lot of niche topics and give us the tools that we need to handle the really difficult parts of working with others, whether in our lives or in our business situations and business lives. So, Crucial Conversations gives us tools for dealing with others in conversations when, as the book says, when the stakes are high. And you can think about these things in your personal life or in your business life when a conversation's getting tough and it's getting to the point where maybe it's heading down the wrong path in a way that could negatively impact your relationship with someone after the conversation is over. Maybe your relationship with that person will just be damaged, or maybe your relationship with them will be gone. It ranges the gamut, right? We all have these conversations in our lives, and without having the tools to navigate them, I think we're less effective at actually successfully navigating those conversations and getting our point across, hearing the other person out, and getting to a resolution at the end. And Crucial Conversations filled with a lot of tools for navigating those situations. And today I want to share with you the two biggest tools that I got out of Crucial Conversations and that I've been applying in my personal and business life for about the last 8 years since I originally read this book. So, tool number one is to learn how and when a conversation is starting to become crucial, in that it's starting to become heated. Maybe the other person is getting a little bit excited in the wrong way. They're getting negative. Maybe they're feeling defensive or angry or something like that. Or you're starting to feel that way, right? That's our part in the conversation is very relevant. Spot when that is happening and then learn how to take the temperature down a little bit in that conversation. Oftentimes for me, what that has meant is realizing when a conversation is becoming crucial or becoming heated in some way, and just saying to the other person, I'm happy to hear you out. I'm going to hear you. I'm going to listen to you. I'm not quite ready to respond to this, but I'll hear you out. Please give me some time to collect my thoughts, and then I'd like to express my side of this discussion. I'm not going to call it an argument, call it a discussion, but that expresses to the other person that, again, I'm willing to listen to you. I'm happy to listen to you. That's my responsibility in this conversation. But one, I'm expecting you to hear my side of things out. I'm not quite explicitly saying that, but I'm implying that in what I'm saying. And then also, I'm giving myself permission to keep my temperature low. And this also helps lower the temperature with the other person, generally speaking, and calmly and coolly collect my thoughts on my own time, avoiding that knee-jerk reaction. And those knee-jerk reactions so often are what really get us into trouble in difficult conversations. So avoiding those knee-jerk reactions and really expressing our true meaning and our true thoughts, for me, oftentimes that has meant giving myself the opportunity or asking the other person for the opportunity to take a step back on my side and take some time to think about it. But I'm still willing to and happy to hear out your side. Just ask that you please give me some time to think about it and respond. That's been incredibly useful in many situations over the years, personal and business related. I would definitely recommend doing that if that's not something you already do and maybe tend to do those knee-jerk responses. Give yourself permission to avoid the knee-jerk response. Feel that knee-jerk response coming and avoid it. Now, I'm not perfect about this, of course, and nobody's perfect, but understanding that that is an option for you and for me in a conversation is incredibly useful, and I would recommend considering using that. Tool number two, I want to actually give you three questions to ask yourself when a conversation is becoming difficult, or you don't even need to wait for a difficult conversation to practice this particular tool and strategy in a conversation, right? Reps are what are going to make you better at any particular tool. And it's three questions that will inform how you address a conversation. And these questions are in no particular order. They're all equally important and important to think about. Question number one, what do I really want for myself? Question number two, what do I really want for others, for the other person in this conversation? And number three, what do I really want for the relationship? And for the most part, you're going to walk away from or go into any conversation probably wanting to maintain a quality relationship with the other person. If you ask yourself that question, you'll probably come to that conclusion. That's a great reason to, again, bring the temperature down, but also allow the other person to express themselves and give yourself the opportunity to express yourself. The question, what do I really want for others, is if you're in a business or personal relationship with someone, you probably want them to be able to express themselves to you and address any comments, questions, concerns, whatever they have, whatever they're dealing with. You probably want them to be comfortable with you in that way. So understanding that when a conversation is getting difficult, or practicing this when a conversation is not difficult, can really put you in the right mind space. And then question number one, again, no particular order, but question number one, as I put it in this order, what do I really want for myself? In a difficult conversation, you probably want to be able to walk away not regretting things that you said, right? The knee-jerk reaction often gets us in trouble. And sometimes when we think back about conversations that we regret, or maybe we think could have gone better, we might regret something we said, and you probably want to walk away feeling good about how you expressed yourself or what you said in the conversation. So understanding that can help you avoid the knee-jerk reaction. But you also don't want to be timid in the conversation. You want to walk away feeling like you did get your point across in a calm, cool, and collected manner. You didn't, you know, bend over and let them have the entire floor and, you know, what have you. You want to feel like you got your point across. You didn't maybe make it personal or say the wrong thing, but you still adequately expressed yourself. So asking those three questions in a conversation, whether it's a difficult or crucial conversation, as they put it in the book, or in just any ordinary conversation to get practice here, can be very beneficial. And those three questions, one more time, are: what do I really want for myself? What do I really want for others? And what do I really want for the relationship? So those three things to think about. Rehashing the tools here a little bit to reiterate them one more time, and then we'll let you go for today. That first tool is to give yourself the opportunity and take the step to bring down the temperature in a conversation, especially if it's something that you're not quite ready to talk about, or maybe you don't have your thoughts fully collected. Express to the other person that I will certainly hear you out. I'll hear your side, but then I would like the opportunity to respond. But I'd ask that you give me some time to collect my thoughts and hear me out when I'm ready. Most people, most times, will feel seen. They will feel like their point will be heard, and you will have the opportunity to respond when you're ready. Now, of course, don't take too terribly long, right? You can't expect people to wait forever, but take the time that you need and avoid the knee-jerk reaction. And then tool number two is these three very important questions. What do I really want for myself? What do I really want for others? And what do I really want for the relationship? Three important questions that have been very beneficial for me. And these tools, once again, have helped me considerably in my personal life and in my business life over the years. They've improved my personal relationships, my personal relationship with my wife, who, you know, used to be my fiance and girlfriend. That's been important for us to maintain and grow our relationship over the years. As you're going to have difficult conversations with people in your life, times when you both feel you need to be heard. Well, again, keeping the temperature down and making sure everybody can get their point across can really help strengthen relationships and not weaken them. Now, this is a constant practice. We're in our lives frequently confronted with these difficult conversations, and it's not something that you can do once and then just forget about. You have to recognize when these conversations, these crucial conversations, are coming up or when they're getting started, right? Nobody's going to show you a sign or hand you a letter saying, hey, we're going to have a difficult conversation right now. For the most part, it's just going to happen, and you need to recognize that it's happening and use these tools and the other tools in the book to make sure you adequately navigate the conversation to wind up with a quality or even better relationship with the person on the other side of the conversation. So pick up a copy of Crucial Conversations if you're having trouble navigating difficult conversations with others. That book probably has the tools that you need, and it's not too terribly long. There's so much in there. I'd really recommend picking up a copy of Crucial Conversations. I want to thank you for joining me here today on Friday, March 15th, 2024. I hope you had a great week and are looking forward to a great weekend. We will catch you back here on Monday. Till then, take care. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you Monday.